This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Friday, May 10th, and our post today is gear, not stuff, focused on rucking gear. So I'm going to give you the list of gear that I am using for a 50-mile ruck coming up in about a month, and why I am using each piece. So we're going to cover everything from the ruck to the shoes to the food to the accessories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I hope that if you are a member, you'll weigh in down in the comments and tell us about your own favorite rucking gear, because I have definitely gotten some good recommendations from the 2% comments. Quick housekeeping before we dive in, just a shout out to our partners who I think make the best products in their category. We got Maui Nui, who is the provider of the world's healthiest meat. I've got some awesome research linked to in the post at twopct.com. Momentous Nutrition, the company that made me feel good about supplements again. The U.S. military and most pro sports team trust them. And that means you can too. And then finally, GoRuck, maker of the world's best rucking gear, not stuff. Easter will get you a discount on all those brands. Just type that last name into the discount code box. All right, let's get into the post. So today is the second Friday of the month, and this means that it is time for gear, not stuff. Now, the concept for gear, not stuff is simple. We live in a world of mass consumerism and have more stuff than ever. As I explained in my recent book, Scarcity Brain, the average home contains 10,000 to 50,000 items. If we want a new thing, we no longer have the pause of traveling to a store to buy it. We can buy it right from our computer, our phone, our TV, or even just scream at Alexa, "Hey Alexa, buy that for me." Now, our shift to material abundance, it has changed our relationship with our possessions, and curious forces are now leading us to acquire more stuff than we need. For example, online retailers stole tactics from casinos that lead us to buy more stuff faster. And I will tell you, these tactics have probably worked on you if you've ever bought some crap and immediately regretted buying said crap. I have linked to a post on twopct.com about that. It's an important topic, actually. When we get overwhelmed by how much we own, though, what happens is that people often seek out minimalism. But minimalism, and you will know this if you read Scarcity Brain, it has failed us. And I explain why in the book. Now, luckily, along my path of reporting that book, I found a smarter way we can get more from less. In thinking about how we can make smarter purchasing decisions, I have begun delineating between gear and stuff. Stuff is a possession for the sake of it. Stuff adds to a collection of too many items. We often buy stuff impulsively to fix boredom or stress, or to solve a problem that we could have figured out creatively with something we already have. Now, gear, on the other hand, gear has a clear purpose of helping us achieve a higher purpose. Gear is a tool we can use to have better experiences that make us healthier and give our lives meaning. This month's gear, not stuff. Gear for my 50-mile ruck. So as I have mentioned on this newsletter, I've written about this a couple times, my training plan, some other stuff. I have a 50-mile ruck in Normandy coming up on June 1st. It is around the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. So it'll be a good time to be there. The actual date of the invasions was the 6th. So we will be hanging around for a few days. The ruck kicks off on June 1st. It ends on June 2nd. Now, the average ruck that you do, it doesn't require all that much planning. You just load a pack and you go. But this obviously changes over really long distances. You need to think more, much more, about gear. So I'm going to be carrying a 20-pound plate in my ruck. That is the standard for men, 20 pounds. But when you add gear, the pack will weigh between 25 and 30 pounds. Hopefully on the lower end of that. Historic weather averages in that area suggest that it'll be about 62 Fahrenheit when we start at 7 p.m. Then it's going to hit a low of 50 at 5:15 a.m. And then it'll reach 60 degrees around noon when we hopefully end. Hopefully we end before noon, but we'll see. Today, what we're going to do, though, is we're going to walk through the gear I'm using for this ruck. And the big rule is that less is more. So any extra weight from gear is extra weight across an estimated 100,000 steps. The ounces add up for sure. So let's roll. Okay. Piece number one. GoRuck Rucker 4.0 20 liter ruck. Now I am using a GoRuck rucker because the weight sleeve keeps the 20 pound ruck plate that I have to use tight against the back. And that is the most efficient way to load a ruck. Now the 20 liter version is lighter than the 26 liter version, and it has less surface area to rub on my back. So normally I'm usually using the 26, but for this, I'm going to use the 20. I have toyed with the idea of using a ripstop bullet ruck, but I'd need to contact GoRuck Scars, who customizes rucks, to add some molly webbing to the side panels so I could attach a belt. So I don't think I'll actually end up using the bullet. I think I'll go with the Rucker 4.0 20 liter. Okay, next, hip belt and sternum strap. So a team of researchers in Israel, they wrote, quote, "Shoulder strain appears to be one of the limiting factors of rucking. If you apply heavy enough loads for a long enough time, it can lead to some soft tissue and nerve issues in your shoulders." Now, I am going to be well under the 55 to 75 pound loads that the Israeli researchers used in their study. And remember, by the way, this is a little PS, in the comfort crisis, I recommend people stay under 50 pounds, like 50 pounds max weight for people. Some people will say a 30 body weight. Some people say 50. For me, it's like, just use 50. That's easier. And we have some data that suggests staying under 50 is probably a good idea. Now, still, 30 pounds that my pack is going to weigh in Normandy, hopefully less, for 50 miles, that's still a lot of time with weight hanging off your shoulders. So this is where the hip belt and the sternum strap come in. They are designed to take load off of your shoulders. For example, you could use a hip belt to shift most of the weight to your more powerful, robust hips instead of your shoulders. If your shoulders start to ache, you can literally crank that thing down and then just really open up the shoulder straps, and you'll have basically no weight on your shoulders. And that will come in handy for sure. All right, next up, Ingenie and GoRuck socks. Now, Ingenie socks are those weird looking toe socks. Yes, they are kind of creepy. Actually, they're definitely creepy. But they're also really great for preventing blisters because they reduce rubbing between toes. So I'm going to use Ingenie's lightest liner style sock, and then I'm going to cover it in GoRuck's Merino Challenge socks. So that two sock combo, that's kind of a trick of a lot of hikers and ultra runners, that should help prevent blisters. Okay, next up, Leukotape. Now, let me start this by saying massive shout out to the 2% community here. Whenever I mention blisters, the ultra runners and through hikers of 2%, they always mention Leukotape as being a better alternative to moleskin. You know, I might mention moleskin and they're like, no, you need to check out Leukotape. So I'm going to do that. Now, a word to the wise, do not overlook the comment section of 2%. There is gold in there. Next up, Momentous Fuel. Now, it's not going to be all that hot, and I'm probably not going to be sweating much, but still, we lose electrolytes and water just through heavier breathing. Momentous Fuel will help me replace some of those electrolytes. Plus, each pack contains about 120 calories. Now, that becomes meaningful during long events where it's challenging to eat real food. One of the foremost researchers on hydration, whose name is RJ Mon, he said, quote, "There are many situations where intake of solid food is not possible or is deliberately avoided. And in these situations, the inclusion of electrolytes in rehydration beverages is essential," end quote. Now, this guy also noted, "The palatability of the beverage is important." Thank you. What he's trying to say there is, you probably won't drink it if it tastes bad. So you need to get a hydration powder that mixes into a nice liquid that you find delicious. Now, Momentous Fuel, I think it tastes great. It's got all the nutrition profile that I'm after. And because it tastes good, I'm actually probably going to drink it along the way. Next up, if you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.